here's a story from The World.
Nepal was one of the first Asian nations to receive vaccines from the COVAX program. It's struggling with an outbreak right now and needs more vaccines. We're going to focus on one small outbreak there at the base camp for climbers heading up Mount Everest. The Nepalese side of the mountain has been open for a few weeks. It did not take long for COVID to appear. And as The World's Bianca Hillier reports, the problem is only getting worse.
Climber Arlen Ness says he wasn't all that worried about COVID-19 as he made his way from Norway to Nepal at the very beginning of April.
We discussed the situation, but the conclusion was that it was very low infection level there. We're not worried, and we didn't see or hear anything about COVID or infections.
After touching down in Kathmandu, Ness and his team set off on the 9-day hike to base camp. During that trek, Ness started feeling weak. His symptoms only got worse the higher he climbed. Still, Ness says a COVID diagnosis wasn't really on his radar.
No one talked about COVID. Maybe my guide, day two, when he came into my tent with two masks, then I start thinking.
Days later, Ness was evacuated by helicopter to a hospital in Kathmandu. He tested positive for COVID-19 and became the first known case from Everest Base Camp this season. When Canadian climber Leo Naiman arrived at base camp a few days later, word of Ness's diagnosis had gotten around. Naiman says he knew it wasn't a good sign.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've been in other base camps in the past, and if one person gets flu, basically the entire base camp gets flu. So it was a very, very strong concern about it.
Naiman says some COVID safety measures are in place at base camp. Expedition teams have to stay in roped-off areas, and most people comply. But it hasn't been enough to stop the spread.
Well, the conditions are bad.
Dr. Hermann Brugger is the president of the International Society for Mountain Medicine. He's in touch with doctors on Everest now and says the main problem they're facing is not being able to differentiate COVID-19 from common altitude sicknesses, including high-altitude pulmonary edema, known as HAPE.
If they would have testing possibilities, they could say, okay, this is COVID, this is HAPE. But at the moment, they have no antigen tests and no PCR. So therefore, for the medical staff, it's quite difficult.
An official with the Himalayan Rescue Association told the BBC this week that 17 climbers have tested positive for COVID-19 after being evacuated off the mountain. A separate organization, the Nepal Mountaineering Association, confirmed only 3 cases. And so far, the Nepalese government has denied any positive cases at base camp. The country's Department of Tourism, which granted a record number of permits for Everest this year, did not reply to my request for comment. Here's Canadian Leo Naiman again.
It's one thing what the government is saying, and it's a different thing that might be happening. In reality, COVID-19 is rapidly spreading in base camp. We could have a very, very, very bad tragedy this year.
Naiman was at base camp for 10 days before being evacuated with a stomach infection. I asked him about the support crews and Sherpas he encountered, and if they were talking about being scared of getting sick but needing the money.
Everyone. All the Sherpas.
Naiman says the risk that local Sherpas take for international climbers like him stood out under this year's worsened conditions.
I was in tears, for example, when I saw a guy bringing, stumbling with a ping pong table to base camp. I was honestly in tears. And I said, I'm crying because I see what we have become.
More than 1,000 people are expected to pass through base camp over the next month. But Dr. Brugger with the International Society for Mountain Medicine doesn't expect the season to last that long.
I suppose in a few weeks, Everest Base Camp will be empty, because the risk of getting COVID is quite high because there are so many people there. So therefore, I don't see any chance to continue.
Climber Arlen Ness is now back home in Norway, recovered from COVID-19. Hindsight, he says, is 2020.
I think it was not right to open Everest. I think Nepal actually should have canceled the whole season.
Nepal's crisis isn't isolated to Everest. Daily cases peak today, with nearly 9,000 positive tests, according to the WHO. Doctors say the country is in a similar situation as neighboring India was a few weeks ago. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who has faced criticism for his handling of the pandemic, is looking for international help.
Since we are living in an interconnected and interlinked world, pandemic like this spares no one and no one is safe.
In a televised address this week, the Prime Minister asked foreign donors to send vaccines and medical equipment to Nepal. The International Federation of Red Cross says global action is urgently needed to prevent a worsening human catastrophe across South Asia. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.